Unit 16, Exercise 35. Listen to Jeff Banks's answers and match them with the questions in Exercise 33.
Good old Marks and Spencer. Their Per Una collection is spot on again. The Per Una label translates looks from the catwalk to the high street for a fraction of the price. This season's must-haves include smart tailored suits in pinstripes and tweed, folk fashion, peasant tops, and cotton cropped trousers. Hand knits are also very popular, and they can also be found in the Per Una collection. Best of all, Per Una, which goes up to size 18, is in 140 Marks & Spencer stores all over the country. The best solution for you is to go to a shop where they offer mix and match swimwear. Try BH's and Sea Folly to start with. As for the style, choose briefs with the highest cut leg you dare. Bikini bottoms that come up to just below your belly button are also a good style for you, and they'll make your legs look longer too. Avoid wearing short style bottoms with a line cut straight across the leg. They'll make your legs look shorter and will accentuate your hips. Late evening outing during summer isn't an excuse for putting on an evening dress, but you certainly need to choose something that's got a bit of sparkle. I suggest a knee-long silk dress with a beaded cardigan. Always take a shawl as it may get cold, and leave your hat at home. Bear in mind that you may have to walk across soft earth, so avoid wearing your best shoes. You don't want to ruin the heels. Don't fall into the trap of thinking hot wear clothes have to be revealing. Long, loose, and floaty are much more elegant and practical too. For example, a linen tunic and loose linen trousers are the coolest outfit once temperatures are steamy. If you want to hide your upper arms, you can do it with a pretty lightweight shirt worn unbuttoned over a simple cotton vest. As for the shorts, they are rarely as practical or as flattering as we like to think. Loose-fitting crop trousers are better. You are right. They are a big trend. There is no secret in wearing them well. Just be bold. My personal view is that it's best to avoid wearing contrasting colors, tonal ones. For example, black on black or red on red look better. And do never wear them if your dress is heavily decorated or has a bright pattern. Baggy t-shirts can make you look larger, and not many women over 21 can comfortably show their stomachs with crop styles teenagers may like. The important thing is to buy a ribbed t-shirt or one that has some lycra content. It will look far more flattering and should retain its shape after washing. North Africans have an excellent solution which is very simple to make. It consists of 90 centimeter wide piece of fabric folded in half to form a square and sewn on either side, leaving an opening for the arms. A slit is made for your head in either a V or round neck shape. It can be any length. It is called jellaba. If you don't have time to make this, a sheer sarong or tunic sewed together with a bikini is another, though a more expensive solution. I absolutely agree with you. If you haven't got perfect feet, flip-flops don't look great and can be comfortable too. A much better option is mules with a covered toe. For example, white cotton ones from Clark's Shoe Shop look great, feel cool, and cost only $12.99.